Growing up, I thought taking the Lord's name in vain meant saying, "Oh my God," or "Jesus Christ." But surely it's more than that. How would you define this sin? Well, that's a quote from the Ten Commandments. Don't take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And the idea of vanity, and I think the Hebrew does carry this connotation, is don't empty the name. And so, yeah, I think that's right. It doesn't just refer to a certain tone of voice or a certain use of the word. It's dealing with God and speaking of God in a way that empties him of his significance. And so that would include both throwaway words, God or Jesus, or it would also include, I think, speaking about him in trifling and flippant ways, not just swear ways, but cheap ways, low ways, insignificant ways that just treat him like a commodity. And when you hear it, you sense, there's no weight. There's no weight to that statement. There's no corresponding emotion to that statement. It seems to have just been gutted. God, Christ, the cross, the things he is and the things he did are great, and they're weighty. And there's a certain corresponding demeanor of worship that should be there. And so I think it is more than, "Oh my God," or "Jesus Christ." It is that plus, plus, plus. The positive way to look at it, I think, is revere God, love God, delight in God, know God, fill up God with all that he is, and then out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So I think it's far better to take the commandments and not focus so much on the negative, that is, you know, don't lie, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't kill, but rather focus on where those come from and put the emphasis there. And here, don't take his name in vain would mean you take his name in vain because he is empty. I mean, your mind doesn't feel the weight and fullness of his glory. So that's the key. Vain is empty. Don't empty God of his weight and his glory. Fill it up rather than emptying it.